This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week, we are joined on the show by comedian Jesse Irvin.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, hey. Buddy.
Thanks for coming on.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it has been. I'm sorry I couldn't make it the other week. I was kind of bummed.
Well, we fixed it so you came on. So all works out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, Jesse, why do you hate the religious right?
Man, well, that's a whole other episode if you want to get to every reason, but, they influence politics. They're just, wrong about everything all the time, constantly. They're hypocritical. They're religious, which I can get past that in most people, but,
yeah,
with them, it's kind of, you know, it's like, there's this definitely over the top, like, underlying influence that they have, this motive. That is definitely not religiously motivated. And they just want to influence. It's just a power thing. They're like Trump. They just want to win. They don't really believe what they say. They just want to win. That's it.
Okay.
They're just so irritating. They have colleges. They have more in this country than people realize they do.
Yeah.
Real estate wise, got like school wise.
Because it's
like
all based around money.
Yeah, it is. The prosperity gospel, my friend. That's what it is.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because you got hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people going to this shit. They're poor as dirt. And they think that passing that money into the collection plate is somehow going to get them to Creflo Dollar level.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is their definite, that's their like target. This vulnerable idiot, like, you know, Kenneth Copeland, he's a guy, he's still, you know, doing his thing today. He looks like a freaking, like, howdy doody puppet.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a couple exposés on him because the press cornered him because he bought a second jet. And they cornered him about it. And he went on the show with this other douchebag guy on the whatever Christian weirdo channel they're on. And he explained to like, I need it because I can't fly regular, flights because, you know, I'll be talking to God and, you know, people will be kicking me off the flights, you know, and it's just a tube full of demons. That's what he said with his mouth. He called regular planes. Well,
why doesn't God just give you the power of flight then?
Well, you know, that's complicated. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they would.
Because if it's not. If it's not in his divine plan, you know, go fuck yourself. But give me money.
Well, I think if flying involves, like, at any point they would have to use their fucking skulls to think, then they would just fall from the sky pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what would happen. And he can't take all that money up either. It weighs you down.
Yeah.
A lot of aerodynamics disappear. But, yeah, dude has two jets because, you know, regular flights are a tube full of demons. And, that's, you know, they're responsible for Reagan.
Yeah.
And everything we're going through right now, pretty much. Because, you know, Reagan came after Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter was an evangelical, too. He doesn't really get recognized for that. But he didn't hate black people. He was anti-segregation. You know, he was pro sorting out a lot of, you know, shady corporations.
He was a white Democrat.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I'm not saying he's 100% good person. I heard he holds a lot of flights.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's a white Democrat. So he isn't necessarily racist, but he's still a white politician.
Well, yeah, definitely. I'm saying for the time, he was a pretty progressive evangelical. You know,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. It was like till 81, I think he was done. And
yeah,
he just didn't hate black people. And they're just like, we got to get him out of there. And that's when Jerry Falwell just took the reins of everything. And he's like, well, let's make this weird. All right. He just ingrained himself in American politics. And here we are. Making America kind of okay.
Yeah, it's honestly, it is, we're stuck with, on that side of the aisle, whoever Falwell decides is their guy, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Falwell Jr. kind of sucks. Falwell's, you know, senior died a while back, but Falwell Jr. runs that freaking Diploma Mill University now.
Yeah.
I like my video. It has this light above my head. Like it's
God. Yeah.
You're like an angel.
Yeah, I am. I'm a little angel. I am. My mom says. Do you guys know much about, like, Liberty University?
I know that it's too close. It's too close to where I am.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. Honestly, I've always spent so much energy hating it. I never paid attention to where it was.
Yeah, it's on the Ohio-West Virginia border, I think.
Oh, of course it is, yeah. That's a good place for it. That way, if, you know, something happens, they can, like, you know, pick it up and move it or something. Same lines. But, yeah, it's a diploma mill. Like, there's been, like, so many lawsuits against it. Like, Jerry Falwell Jr. got caught with prostitutes not too long ago. Which, hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's just going to fess up and be like, yeah, I did it. But he, like, tried to fight it.
But that just goes, it goes hand in hand with what you said about, like, the hypocrisy. Like, that's the thing that drives me the most nuts is, like
yeah.
Because, you know, I'm sure you remember, I was raised Jehovah's Witness. So it's like, I came from a fucking super conservative, not politically, but just, oh, you didn't know? I figured you knew that. But, yeah, and obviously it didn't stick, but, like, that's my biggest problem with, like, my family and how into it, like, they are. But, like, some of them are, like, one foot in, one foot out. And I'm like, fuck that. Pick a team. Like, I picked mine. You pick yours. You know, you can't have it both ways.
Little short side story. I had neighbors that were Jehovah Witnesses growing up. And I was probably, like, 8 years old. Had no idea. It was, like, a brother and sister. They're my age. Went to their house to play Nintendo because they're like, yeah, come play Nintendo. And they only had two games, and they were both of the Bible games for NES.
Oh, no.
And one was kind of hard. Not going to lie. He had to carry, like, sheep.
And, yeah.
He had to put him on Noah's Ark. And it was kind of challenging. It was fun. And then,
Who wants to play a Bible game? You know how it all ends up.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, there is a, you know, beginning and end, pretty much. Yeah, fucking Noah. That guy was full of shit, huh, Noah?
Yeah, fuck him.
He didn't do that.
No.
I don't believe it.
No.
Not one guy can't build that big of an arc. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a very self-gratifying story for somebody.
Well,
some dude just wrote a tabloid in, like, Sanskrit back then, and someone picked it up 100 years later, like, this is the way. That's what happened.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's my idiot people that spread that, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll let this one go, Jeremy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, we've gotten the not quite the pass quite enough over the last 100 years. Thank you.
Oh, okay. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Of course you will. Of course. But when you say diploma mill for a Liberty University, so it's basically like you don't go to class. It's just you're here to get your diploma so you can go get a job in the in the religious industry.
Not even that, really. They have legitimate, like, in-person classes. They do. Like, a lot of people graduated from there. I've read up on it quite a bit, and there are legit. It's a legitimate college to an extent, but they have an online program that is pushed towards the religious people, the more naive, just morons who will throw money at fucking anything. And those are the people who just get, like, you know, thrown through the ringer. Because it's like this multiple choice questions that you can literally just Google in a screen next to you. And, you know, you pay way too much money for an online degree. And then you realize, like, wait, that was kind of bullshit. Those questions had nothing to do with, you know, the subject I was studying. And a lot of people are a little upset about it, you know?
I imagine so.
Yeah, $20,000 for, like, you know, just a freaking survey. Don't learn that.
Shear, was it you and me were talking about Ashtabula like last week after the show, right? And like that college is it Ashtabula or Ashland?
Ashland.
Ashland is a Christian college out there. And that's like actually like a, they're like a university though, right? It's not like one of those bullshit online ones.
They have online classes, but only because there's no in-person classes right now. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a legitimate, Wellington went there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like, yeah, they, what was that? I just going to say, I don't know. I can't remember, but, yeah, you got Falwell. You got, I have my notes up here actually. Oh, do you guys remember like the Larry Flint versus like Jerry Falwell feud? It was in the movie. Yeah. A long time ago. That was so beautiful. I don't really have much to say about it other than that was just fucking wonderful. Everything that happened. He just wrote those fake sex stories about Falwell.
Yeah.
Mom in like an outhouse. Oh, it's so funny.
I love it because his entire like beef with him happened because he got shot.
That was what a loser. He starts on a dude after. Yeah. That's ridiculous. They're just fucking this wild, wild people. I don't understand them. I remember I dated a girl from a Mormon family for a long time. It was a long time ago, and it was so weird because her dad was like a tough dude who would like try to break your hand when he shook it, like stereotypical guy like that.
Yeah,
he would like let you know his shotgun's loaded, even though you knew he didn't have one. That type of dude, like every stereotype there was. And he would just leave these pamphlets on my, I had a Jeep at the time. He would leave them on my windshield. And it was obvious it was someone there because there's no other houses around or people.
Yeah.
And it was, but I'd take it off and it was always like the Mormon mantras about like, basically it narrows down to you need to have 75 kids and a very good job to raise them. Like, well, that makes sense on some level, but you know, the way you're saying it's kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I was, I watched, I don't know if it was, it might have been like a Vice thing on YouTube or something like that. And it was like talking about the Mormon, like Mormon families and shit. And like some of like the really closed sect ones, like where basically it's just like their own community and these people work for money and then it just goes back into the church. Like, and then shit's provided for you. It's like religious communism almost. It's very weird.
I had to go to, can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was getting a weird thing in my headphones. Yeah. The weird thing, I had to go to one church service one time because the girl I was with was like, you have to come to at least one. And I was like, all right. And, oh, this is a funny story, actually. I was at this church service, and you remember Corey, right, Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
And with a long time ago, my friend Corey, he was a plumber at the time that church was built, and he, like, worked on it. And there was and the church was, like, brand new. And the minister was, like, going off about how we would like to thank God for building this church for us. And I just kept, like, nudging my girlfriend at the time, be like, does he know it's actually Corey?
Nah.
And, yeah, she was real, she just gave me that real bad elbow back, like, shut the fuck up. I don't like this either. And, but anyway, at the church service, they have this big projector with, the unelected prophet from Utah who God chose that this comes up and, like, it preaches to you. And it is, it's like, they're definitely this, like, a commune away from, Scientology. It's pretty
cool. Yeah.
It's weird. And some of them are trying to take over Mexico. It gets even weirder there. That's
Yeah, dude, that was another thing is, like, when I was watching that Vice shit, because, like, the Mormon shit really, really just intrigues me just because it's so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. But, like, there is people, like, in Mitt Romney's family down in Mexico, like, fucking white folks who, like, are heavily set in the government there. And I'm just like, and they're Mormon. And I'm like, this is just fucked up on so many levels.
Yeah. Like who's signing off on that? You know, someone is. That's money.
It's well, I mean, that's the thing is they have the money. So I'm sure the government's like, yeah, fuck. Yeah, sure. Come on. Help us. You got guns too to help us fight the cartels. right?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, oh, yeah, they definitely have guns. Yeah, it's there's like a lot of things going on. I try not to look into them too much because it just makes my head explode.
Yeah.
I can't handle too much Mormon. Like, evangelicals I can handle because they stay in their little bubble and they're predictable, you know?
That's true.
See, the evangelicals, I was warned for years by people. They're like, don't watch Jesus Camp because you'll get legitimately mad. And then I finally did. And I got legitimately mad. Like, the evangelicals, dude, the reason they fucking freaked me, like, that, not even freaked me out. It's just dumb. That speaking in tongues shit, like, oh, God speaking through you or a demon speaking through you. No, you're just babbling, you fucking moron.
Oh, yeah. In my hometown, the scam artist guy used to own an arcade, okay? And he lost that, and then he just opened up this weird church in an old abandoned Subway restaurant. It was, like, right on the main street. Showroom windows still open. And you could just walk by and see just, like, all the poor people he drug in there, just, like, hand. You know how they, like, handle, like, venomous snakes?
Yeah.
You know, like, most churches? He had, like, this smelly garter snakes in there. And you could just see these people just handling garter snakes. the dude was too cheap to get, you know, venomous snakes, which is good. But, no one died. But it was just such like, it was like, that's how it works. I was like 15 when I saw that, just through the window. And I'm like, you just take some shitty garter snakes from your yard, start a church. Got it.
I need to do that. I need to do snake handling services with smelly garter snakes. And then you go to the advanced snake handling service where you handle this snake.
Yeah. It's a tier system. You know, you got to move up. And then
Jeremy's only doing that so he can afford a Subway sandwich, though.
Oh, well, hey. Got to get by how you can, you know?
Yeah. I need that $5 footlong money.
Oh, hell yeah. Jared, I wonder what Jared's doing, speaking of Christians. I don't know. I'm assuming he's Christian.
he's in PC forever, probably.
Yeah, until there's a riot, then he dies. But those are the dudes they go for first.
Yeah.
Man, who haven't we touched on? Oh, Jerry Falwell. Like, his upbringing, too, was pretty hilarious. I'm jumping around a lot here.
That's okay. But,
I'm not good at structured stories. I don't know if you've seen my stand-up.
I have.
That's what you call what you do?
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you got to call it something, all right? They're evangelicals and men of God. I am a storytelling comedian, okay? he just did so much before his, like, before he this slid into religion. Like, Falwell wasn't always religious in his younger days. He was, like, in and out, kind of, but, he used to pull pranks on people, but, in college and things like that. But if you listen to his pranks, they're more like crimes. he took care of a rental property one time, and I don't know if I'm getting the story completely straight, but the action I'm about to say is right. There was, like, a no pets thing or something in the property, or the guy didn't pay his rent or something. So Falwell, as a goof, took the guy's cat and set it on fire, killed it, and then put it back in the guy's yard.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Yeah.
That's not a prank. That's a crime.
It's a goof. It's a big goof. There is a bunch of other ones I can't remember. There's a really good I read a book about it a long time ago. Then there's a podcast called Behind the Bastards. This is a good episode on Jerry Falwell.
Okay.
And he includes, like, a lot of that. I'd check that out if you're ever interested in, like, learning about that shitbag.
I am.
Yeah. He's fun to read about his younger days. He was just not a good person. Like, all his goofs were just, like, I think that's a felony. I don't know. I think there's victims.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's weird that guys like that are in charge of this moral movement.
Oh, yeah. That's... I like how that's the irony, because they always have, like, it's always a, you know, a lot of evangelicals have, like, this backstory where, like, I was on heroin, and I was on this, and I was on that, and, you know, I found God, and a lot of that doesn't hold up to scrutiny, and turns out they were just, like, you know, a consultant for a company, and they got bored.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing was true. You know, they all have those like back. It's like, that's what it took for you to be a good person.
But they're not. That's the thing is they're not, they're still not good people. Like they're just.
Like, yeah.
Like there's a mega church out about 20 minutes west of Cleveland that my uncle went to for some years because his wife was, you know, they went broke, so they got religious, you know. And it's like it's like one of those fucking mega churches that's like a compound, like it's fucking huge. And Pastor Dan was the guy's name, and I remember meeting him at a party at my uncle's house where I was actually purchasing drugs from the guy who was throwing the party. And Pastor Dan was there, and like I was probably 21 or 22, and I immediately was like, nah, this guy's, there's something's not right. He was probably like approaching 40 at the time. 5 or 6 years ago, it turns out he got busted fucking teenagers from the church.
Oh yeah.
Like, so fuck all the people.
Well, you know, how were they dressed, you know?
Like, sure.
Were they praying for it? Or yeah, were they asking for it?
Yeah, were they, let's do an investigation of ourselves first before
man,
the bottom of this.
You should have seen it. She was praying for it.
Oh yeah. That'd be a terrible
songs.
If I was an asshole who could make a shirt and you know, not have anyone know who made it, I would make the "She Was Praying For It" shirt. Collect the money and then set a mega church on fire, you know, with that
there
money.
You go.
Right.
Yeah. That's the thing of these riots, the protests and everything. Like, I am not sad a lot of those places burnt down.
Me neither.
I saw the Wells Fargo. I got hard a little. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, what? No mega churches yet. That's kind of bullshit, you know? What are you guys doing out there? If you're going to break some shit, break one of those down, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably go up quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just need more black metal rioters.
Yeah, really. You know, they've cut corners in the construction of that place somewhere. There's got to be, you know, a weak spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in their morality.
Yeah. They're all kind of like off the highway too, like out of the way. I think that's on purpose. I don't know.
It is, because they need all that room for parking. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, genius. Or maybe just logistics, I don't know. But.
Well, that's like, you know, like fucking the rest, like Sting and Shawn Michaels belong to like those like non-denominational fucking weirdo mega churches where I'm just
why
like...
Why even go?
Yeah. Dude, like, my thing is like, I have, like, stuck on this for years just because, like, I did the same drugs that fucking Shawn Michaels enjoyed. Guess what? Shawn Michaels was at his best when he was a drug addict and not a Christian. I'm just saying. Funny. Yeah. And an asshole.
Yeah. What was wrong with that?
Now he's an asshole. Now he's an asshole for different reasons.
It is kind of like that when someone finally gets, like, completely sober, like, after being wild for a long time. They just turn into, like, way more terrible people sometimes.
In my opinion, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I turn into a more terrible person, Jordan?
No, definitely not. You were more unpredictable on drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't experience it, but I'm assuming. I guess I quit drinking. I haven't drank for about 2 years now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good for you.
I'm 4 this August.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's terrible. It's boring.
Yeah.
I still like, you know, eat Percocets sometimes. Just for fun, you know, as a goof.
Yeah. As a goof.
As a goof.
This nurse that used to feed me Percocets was just like, oh, yeah, I don't mind giving these to you. They're like candy. I had a bit of a candy problem.
Yeah, I just know my limits on those. So, like, it's like, and I don't have access to them all the time.
I want, like, a candy necklace, but full of Percocet. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm sure there's some dude that has that.
But, like, you know how, like, you used to, like, you know, turn, like, the little, like, candies into, like, half bullets and then, like, slingshot them? I would not waste money like that if it was Percocet.
No, definitely not.
What if he had like two? You liked like both things, the candy necklaces and the Percocet ones, and he lost one, and you're like, oh, fuck, I accidentally dropped the fucking Percocet one.
Oh, upsetting. I'd call it then, right then. That'd be it.
That'd be it. Right to rehab. But yeah, back to these cunts. Pat Robertson's another one who is just, I'm trying to think of all the horrible things he did. I don't know how I'm drawing a blank. They're pretty controversial.
You got Ernest Angley on there?
No, he's a good one. Who's the other guy? Cash Dollar? His last name's Cash Dollar.
Creflo Dollar.
Creflo Dollar. Yeah. That's, I always want to say Cash Dollar. That's another dickhead.
Yeah.
Creflo Dollar. Like, that dude just has the perfect name. Like, I can't even be too mad at him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like he was born into this.
Yeah. Have you been watching, like, I'm sure you have it, because not too many people are as obsessed with this as I am, but Kenneth Copeland's live streams, where he's yelling at people who lost their jobs, and don't they dare stop tithing to the church.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. He's like, he's demanding they keep donating to the church, even if they lost their jobs or their homes.
Mm.
Isn't that church supposed to, like, come together? And, like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen situations where, like, people of faith will lose everything, and the church basically brings them back to the brink, from the brink of having nothing to, like, having an apartment and some food. Like, that's what I think when I think of the church in hard times.
Yeah, that's the thing. As much as I can't
stand, don't think...
Yeah.
I don't think that they're, like, it's like cops, dude. Like, not all of them are bad people, just most of them suck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think one of the best cop quotes I heard was from the next chief of Baltimore, who said, like, you know, 20% of my force are hardened criminals. He's like, 20% are good cops. And the other 60, there will be good cops, put them with good cops, and bad cops, and put them with bad cops. Like,
yeah,
like, makes a lot of sense. I heard a lot of people like parrot that too, like ex-cops. Like, strange thing. But yeah, religion though. My dad has Parkinson's, and like his pastor like drives him to doctor's appointments and stuff. And like, I'm like, that's dope. You know, I mean, I don't want to hang out with the guy, but you know,
yeah,
I appreciate what he's doing for my dad.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can say thank you from over here.
Yeah. I'll zoom them. Hey, how you doing, bud? Thank you.
Yeah.
What was it?
So Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
Who's always like, you find Pat Robertson in your online journey saying something terrible about gay people once every few months.
Yeah, he's really good at that. But he's really gay. I don't know. That'd be so dope.
Most of them are.
Yeah, I can't find one. I'm drawing a blank on him, but yeah, Junior, Jimmy Carter, Ken Copeland, he's great.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Ken Copeland's the guy that has the 700 Club, right?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, my aunt watches it so hard all the time. And then my aunt, like, this has been going on for, like, you know, like 35 years of life. Where if I go to visit my aunt, like when I'm in my hometown, I just always pop by her house, like last, pop in, say hi.
Yeah.
She has never failed to ask me if I saw the last episode of the 700 Club. Like, I watch it all the time. It's adorable every time it happens. I'm like, that must have. I just get to the point where I'm like, no, I missed that one. What happened? Then she gives me a breakdown, and I just don't say anything mean. Yeah.
It's tough with family, man, because, you know, I've got some people in my family that they're keep coming at me with the anti-Christian stuff is just as bad as the racist stuff.
And, oh, yeah, that's always a fun one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, that's just, you know, Christians have trouble in other countries. They do, like, third world countries. Absolutely. I don't think anybody should be killed for their belief, you know, regardless of how horrible it is, unless they're being horrible themselves. like at a physical level, but it's like, if people don't like you, deal with it. Like, you know,
yeah.
Where's that fine line between, you know, they want, you know, they feel they're being discriminated against because gay people are allowed to exist. But,
for me, I just personally, and I wish everybody could feel this way. Like, I don't give a flying fuck, like, what you call me, you know, like, I don't give a shit, like, you know, how everybody's like, oh, I want to use this pronoun, or, you know, identify me as this, like, I don't give a shit. You can call me fat dude with tits, or a fat chick with tits. Sheer calls me both of them, so I it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, he says it. I think it. So that makes sense.
You've thought it for 12 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just how it is. It's just that balance where, like, we're supposed to have a separation between government and religion, but they somehow just say, like, we're going to ignore that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that part where it says separation of church and state? We're just... Don't worry about that. We got this.
Yeah. Just let's ignore that. Just mumble when they bring it up. Just, mm-hmm. look at the floor. We'll get the floor and count money. That's what we'll do when they say.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like Kenneth Copeland claimed to cure COVID-19, by the way.
He just slapped it out of somebody. COVID, be gone.
Oh, I forgot about my other favorite. You guys are... Anybody familiar with Jim Baker at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, he's done prison time, too. He's fucking, like, poor being himself. He's,
It's Jim and Tammy Baker?
Yeah, Jim and Tammy Baker. Oh, there. So, they're fun to watch, actually. It's, like, a lot of fun. Like, I'll watch a whole episode of Jim and Tammy. Just watching them both slowly have a stroke. And then they both try to sell, like, their doomsday foods. Like those MRE buckets. And I like reading the reviews for them because, like, there's a lot of people, not just like doomsday preppers, but people who live in like rural areas who just buy those in case something happens and they can't get to town for a while. And there's like a lot of review sites for them. And I fell into this wormhole and everybody rates Jim Baker's the lowest. Huh. Like half of them aren't sealed right, or they don't come with like the oxygen absorber. That, like, it's supposed to make them last for 15 years on that shelf.
So Ernest Angley's church is in Cuyahoga Falls, which is like, I don't know, a half hour south of here or whatever, southeast. And it's, you know, it's a big fucking place, and it's got he's got his own like family buffet built into it so that, like, when people get out of church, they can go to his buffet. And I like,
double dip.
From what I understand, it's like grossly overpriced.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's like, there's so many things you could say about that.
The best part about Ernest Angley, though, is curing his homosexuality by being gay with other dudes.
I don't know anything about him, really, surprisingly. I've heard the name.
Yeah, well, he's on the TV here.
Oh, the TV.
Yeah, he's on 55. So that's how we all knew him. Because after the cartoons were over, happy Jesus, hello to you with Ernest Angley. And then his, like, sidekicks that are telling everybody to praise God. But in the interim, he's blowing dudes.
Oh, nice. Well, hey. You know, and that's great for him if that's what he's into, you know? Why can't there just be like, I want there to be an openly gay evangelical preacher just to throw a wrench in the works.
Yeah. And God said, swallow it.
Swallow it. Right now. Do it. See to Jesus. Okay. Okay. Ever, y'all are gay now. Okay.
No, I didn't say I'm having a stroke. I said, give me a stroke.
I can't remember who it is. There's a website known for making weird parody videos of people, just slowing their voices down, making them look weird. It's on YouTube. Not it's not a website. It's a YouTube channel. But there's some classic Jim Baker ones on there, where they just take his weirdest moments, which is a lot of them, and they just patch them all together. I don't think he has to edit that much.
Yeah.
And it's just Jim Baker being real, real weird. He's my favorite because he there was an interview where he denied ever being in prison.
We all remember.
Yeah, everyone remembers that. Everyone who was involved, a lot of people, paper trail buddy.
Yeah.
Can't get out of that one. Yeah, I don't remember what he definitely raped a woman, but he didn't get charged for that. God.
Was it him and Jessica Hahn? Was that Jim Baker or was that Swagger?
I think it was Hahn. I would have say I can't remember for a fact. They all blend together, all these names.
Yeah.
If you spend just too much time reading into all this stuff, it just all kind of the hatred just blends it together in a big tornado of just like, who gives a fuck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of start
thinking about it.
It's the most offensive though, because I hate being personally bothered by Christian people, but my whole thing, is what I've always kind of done is as long as you're not shoving it down anybody's throat, and you're not hurting anybody, just don't bother me with it. I don't care what you do. But it really like we touched on earlier is the fact how deep Christianity or just religious right in general is rooted in the politics of this country is just astounding and gross.
Oh yeah, I remember there was a friend of mine. It was their girlfriend boyfriend tried to rent a house one time in my hometown. And it was kind of somewhat a rural area, but it was closer to where she worked. And they looked at it. Everything was cool. They're ready to put the deposit down. And the guy goes, so you guys married? And they're like, no. And he's like, well, can't rent to you.
What?
That was it.
Who the fuck turns down money? God, people are so dumb.
It was actually, in hindsight, highly illegal. You can't do that.
No. You know what you do, though? If you don't, if you want to be an asshole like that, don't not rent to them. Charge them more.
Yeah, no? I think they should have fucked right in front of them. I told them that. Right in front of them. Just right there. Just did it. You know.
Let me show you what God created.
Yeah. Just, you know, take one for the team and get pregnant in front of that guy.
Abort it.
Yeah. Was it Eric Andre went to the RNC? And
that was in Cleveland. It was hilarious.
Yeah. That one part where he's like, goes up to that lady in the MAGA hat and he just like taps her on the shoulder. He's like, hey, why don't you and I, go out back and, make a baby, then get rid of the darn thing, huh? Oh, so funny. I laughed real hard at that.
Gotta love Eric Andre.
Yeah, he's a funny man. Sometimes very hard to watch, but really
just
enjoy
when he gets naked.
Oh, yeah, just everything that happens on there, just falling through. Anybody doing anything to a desk is so funny to me. If you're not using a desk for a desk, it's real funny. I can't handle it anytime.
Understandable.
Ken Copeland, Carter, Christian, I closed 20 tabs by accident right before we started this. Had them open. Pat Robertson, he had a couple. Actually, it was weird in the 80s when a lot of these evangelicals tried to run for office and they just totally tanked.
Yeah.
Even a lot of religious conservatives in office were not that. Mm-hmm. Let's not do it. But now it seems like they're getting, it's an odd time, but it's they're getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah. I think their money is greasing the right palms so they don't have to run.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But we'll see what happens after Trump.
That's what I hear a lot of liberals say, Trump, these religious people should be denouncing him. And it's he's exactly like them.
Yeah.
He's no different than them. He's a grifter, a snake oil salesman. That's what he is.
Yeah, no, he's perfect for these people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they deserve each other. They do.
I mean, it often it gets overlooked sometimes. I know when the first election cycle came around, it was going around a lot, but he said in 86 or something like that in Time magazine that if he were to ever run for president, he would run Republican because they're the stupidest group of people on the planet Earth. That's basically what he said.
That's a false quote.
You think?
Yeah, 100% it was a false quote.
We'll look that up.
Yeah, fake news, Jordan. Get the fuck out of here.
Fake news is the Bible.
I like shitting on Trump, but I when something false is said, I'm like, why do you got to make stuff? I mean, I understand that did float around for a while, and a lot of people believe that, but he didn't say that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, this is coming from the guy who has a picture of himself on Time Magazine at one of his resorts, and he guess who's never been on Time Magazine.
Jesus.
Well, good for Time Magazine.
Well, they had Hitler on, so.
Yeah, he literally, I only put the Mar-a-Lago, but I know he does have, there's a picture of a, because someone just took a picture of it and tweeted it one day. They're like, was this legit? And then they found out he's never been on Time Magazine. Someone just made that for him. Mm. It was a man of the year thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's a strange man. He just, I do kind of, a few things about Trump, like I'm like, man, I wish I just had the balls to do what he does, you know? Just go, you know, nuh-uh, no. His defense, everything is nuh-uh. Great.
Yeah. I admit I have looked back in my own life and drawn some parallels between my defense of my terrible actions and his defense of his terrible actions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is my defense is always, well, you're a pussy. So.
Well, yeah, we're all hypocrites in our own way. We've all gone against our own, belief quite a few times. But, like, most people have the ability to at least reflect a little bit on that and go, maybe I was wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People like him, they're just like, that's losing to them, so they can't. There's a funny story about Trump's early years. The truth of it, I don't know, but it's corroborated by, like, a lot of people he grew up with. Where it's such a small story, too, in specific. There's a wrestler called Antonio Rocky when he was growing up, like late 50s, I think, maybe later than that. But Trump insisted his name was Rocky Antonio, and if people would try to correct him, he would just fight them.
Jesus.
When he was like 10. he just wouldn't accept it. He would say the Flyers were wrong.
Oh, gross.
But then, yeah, that's the thing. Like, he falls right.
He's been like that forever.
Yeah, just just a good, honest leader. You know, like I'm alive. I honestly hope this something happens where I hope he just Bud Dwyer's himself on TV by accident.
By accident,
like he's doing a gun cleaning montage in support of the NRA, and it just goes off. That'll be fucking great.
Well, that's more likely than anything else right now.
That's my new fantasy.
Yeah, no shit.
This is him trying to show
my new fantasy.
That is it. We're like, because you know how he like does the whole like tossing a thing of dirt thing to act like he gives a shit at like job sites. I hope he like has a thing where I prove he's touched a gun before, which I don't believe. He's made other people kill for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not a whole lot. I mean. This is one of those things. I said this to myself before I came on here. I'm going to be so mad when I didn't talk about 300 other things about these assholes. But it's a good thing. Like I said, a good episode to check out is Behind the Bastard, Jerry Falwell episode.
Yeah.
It's they do a much better job at talking about things than I ever will in my entire life.
Well, that is okay. So, Jesse, where can we find you on the internet?
Well, my Twitter handle is at no Jesse, no glory.
Are you still on Twitter a lot or not really?
Off and on. I quit drinking and some reason just kind of followed suit with backing off of social media for a long time. I'm kind of inching back in. I started trolling people on news sites again. I'm kicked off two of them. So we're back.
Right.
Look for me on Facebook just being annoying to old people. And then,
there it is. So Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates the religious right as much as Jesse Irvin.
No, there's another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rough and a vendor. You can't.
can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.